ascended, then it's reasonable to assume that if that is true, that the new birth was dependent upon all of that, we should find then in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, Jesus speaking to his followers of a new life which they did not have while they were following him. We should expect to find in the Gospels, before Jesus died, him telling his followers about an experience they didn't have but they needed it. And isn't it what he told Nicodemus? You must be born again. Nicodemus didn't even know what Jesus was saying. But that's what we have all the way through Jesus' ministry. He repeatedly promised the disciples that the Spirit was coming. This was at the Last Supper. Over and over again, he brought up the subject of the Holy Ghost coming upon them after he left. But that's only what reason would lead us to expect him to be saying. If the new birth is so important that we must have it, then certainly Jesus would have been talking about it. And that's what he did. In Matthew 18, we find Jesus telling all of his disciples, "Unless you are converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven." Conversion is the new birth. No one is converted before he's born again, because in this New Testament, the form of conversion is the new birth. In Luke 22, he's very specific, talking to Peter and saying, "Peter, when you are converted, I want you to strengthen the brethren." You see, the disciples were not born again when they began to follow Jesus, but they put themselves in a position to be born again after Jesus finished his sacrificial work. But his blood was the purchase price of their redemption. It had to be shed, and then it had to be offered to the Father. In John 16, in the Last Supper scene, some of Jesus' last words were to describe or to compare his disciples' spiritual condition with the condition of a woman who had come to the hour of birth. He told them, "It's near." He told them, "You're sorrowful now because I'm telling you I'm going away, and your sorrow is like a woman who is going through birth pangs. But your sorrow," he said, "shall be turned into joy." When? When was their sorrow turned into joy? Before he died, or sometime after? When did Peter begin to mention a joy unspeakable and full of glory? Now, because of this generation's confusion concerning the word saved, I need to point this out. In Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Jesus referred to some people this way: "Your faith has saved you." He did not mean that they were born again. To be born again was impossible for them because Jesus was still walking here on the earth. What did he mean then? It meant only that they were made whole in an Old Testament manner. It meant that they were forgiven. It meant that they were brought into a right standing with God under the law through their faith in the Son of God. The thief on the cross is probably with Jesus now in paradise, but he was not born again on the cross. He died the same day Jesus died. The new birth was not possible. Jesus may have forgiven his sins there as they hung on the cross together, the one hanging on his cross and Jesus hanging on his. But there was forgiveness of sins from the time of Moses and before. But the forgiveness of sins under the Old Testament was not being born again. If the revelation of God is true, and we know it is, then Jesus' death, burial, ascension, and offering himself to the Father had to come before anyone was born again. So we take that revelation and apply it to these situations: the thief on the cross, the woman at the well, Bartimaeus, Zacchaeus, and the disciples, and many, many others. And we see their faith as good, and we see their connection with God as real, and we see the forgiveness of God for them as real, but we also understand that they could not possibly have been born again before Jesus died. And if no one was born again in Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, or before them from Genesis all the way to the book of Acts, then we should expect to find the disciples to be talking about the new birth only from the book of Acts onward toward Revelation. We should find Jesus' followers and his disciples discussing the new birth, mentioning being born of the Spirit only from the time of Acts onward. And that is exactly what we find.